Simin Tani Gimel. I hope to do Tani Gimel, Tani Ches, and Kuv Beis. Tani Gimel starts that Mechava Yishe Shoachas Kidim Shiyokum Yitzvah Kdi Shichava Nimel Amokim Vishoachas Achas Kidim Shoyte Yinyut Lo Kamaz Vishmai Lotus Yimeno, which Mishavu brings down that Shir Shoachas is Lav Dafka one hour, 24th of a day, the Chassidim Rishonim, means rather Shir Shnei Ptochim, the Lashon Mechaber, and Simin Tadi, Yikone Shir Shnei Ptochim, Achar Kach Yisvalo, and he says a number of Pshatim, and last Pshat is, V'yesh Mephoshim Shal Yomar Lesvalo Miyad Kishinichnas, El Yishu Shnei Ptochim, and Ocha Lachos Kol Pirushim. The Mashmoyt of the Mechaber over here is, that this Yishe Shoachas is before you start Dabin Bechal, not before Shman Esse, it's before you start Stupid Zimmer. Because he says, Yikone Shir Shnei Shir, Shir Shnei Ptochim, Achar Kach Yisvalo, Mashmah, you're coming into shul, waiting shir shnei ptachim, and then you daven, which means the beginning of davening. And this is after Orach Hashem Bafurish, then it means before you start davening. I think that's the lashon of Rabbi Yirina also in the Sefer Yira. He says, when you come into shul, you should sit b'sheket, b'shtikra, kodim sheyiftach piv. Today you should realize, b'fnei miyata mispalim. However, if you look at the Prima God, it means that really maybe Kenzan it does mean an hour. And we are, that's not really saying that we're Mechoyev an hour, it's Kenzan we really do come out an hour. With Pazuki de Zimra and the Verna Kriyashma and Yishema, the same Pazuki de Zimra, you have come out an hour before davening. Not sure where he davened, but maybe back in Europe 225 years ago, the davening was slower than it did nowadays. What? Now in the mirror. Yeah. That's what I admit. Not that that's what Mechoyim is.
No.
Shir Shnei Ptochim is 8 Tvachim, which is approximately 2 seconds. Not less. The might be, Yesh La'ayim, if you did, according to this halacha, Yesh La'ayim, if you walk in, you come to Shtivuach, oh, they're just starting to ask for an answer. Are you letting go in and start to answer with them? Or do you have to wait 2 seconds before him? The Chori wouldn't be allowed to just jump in and say Shmon Esser. Yesh La'ayim. I don't know if you missed two of the Tzibur for this thing. Well, Achor, if you have a choice to wait another 2 minutes for the next minion, Yesh La'ayim, if you just jump into this minion.
2 seconds until the Tzibur.
Yesh La'ayim, when the guy told me that, they just started, where are they holding her? Okay. And a chanam. No, it's for everything. That the new thing was when he gave the shachat. I don't think his ashrei by mincha was that long. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, this halacha is also by leaving, not the Mishnah Berurah, if you can stay long enough that you shouldn't be one of the... It brings down from the Sefer Yirim. Sefer Yirim. Im Yochel Yisakim actually Yishor Asar V'Bit HaKnesses, Tevloi. The Sefer Yirim says, what's the reason why? Ayin Shem Taimai, the reason is you shouldn't be Gerim that the Shechina should be Mestalik. And once there's less than 10 people, it's Gerim that the Shechina should be Mestalik. Look at Aruch HaShofen, he says, Zichur, if it's 10 people exactly, you shouldn't be the first one to go. Because then your mom is being the one that's going. Okay, Yesh La'ayim Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Doesn't bring down that Nakuda. However, if you could stay long enough, then Matev Ma'anoi. Now, does this Shia of before and then afterwards have to be about the Yeshiva, or could even be the Amidah? Machasit Shagel brings down two Tzadim. Brings down a Tzad that it has to be Amidah, then it brings down Eli Rav and Chavit, that has to be Dafka Yeshiva. However, the Eliyahu is chayvet and says that it could even be b'amida. The Aruch HaShofen is mashma that he's meant that it should be b'amida. Anything that you could do, b'yeshiva. Anything that you could do to help your kavana, you should do. And since b'yeshiva, you have more yeshivadat than when you're standing, it would be better to do it when you're sitting than when you're standing. The first Mezibshi in the beginning, the Lacha the Mechava talking about. Can I have the yeshiva? No. Not that I haven't seen. The Mishabur of Tefan Beis brings down Arizal Hayim is found with a Hasidic Nishi Chavah Moin Gam Shvei Lavli Nekuda Vakol Lefi Masha Margish Adam Menachshe. What does it mean Vakol Lefi Masha Margish Adam Menachshe? The Chor Alpi what the Mishabur says later on in Tati Hei. He says Kotwa Achreinim Shkol Nishi Eno Itzem Eno Veshav Tfilas Moin Nesri Eno Zeich Eluir Tnei Ashkino Betis Nafshe. Ah, and it's followed the seed of Eno Pagukha, it's the Eluir Tfari Mas Mambon. If your eyes are open, you look interested, you're less than blood. So it depends on the Mechor, the Fim, Masha, Marga, Shadam, and Afshay, as they said, the Shulchan Mefurish, it says, depends. You're more kavanah when you look in the Sinner. That's better. You're more kavanah when you close your eyes. You have to hold the Isha, have your eyes closed the whole time. Rav HaShulchan. The beginning of Dami, the end of Dami. So it depends, each person, on what they feel better. I didn't see anybody, as of yet, that says that, to look at your cell phone, to see you called in the middle, that's one of the two choices. That I didn't see. Not sure. What? I feel good thing. We'll see you in the next. Do you have davening on? That required really last month. What if you have davening on your iPod, on your BlackBerry? You have the davening, right? You go down with your thing. Are you allowed to daven like that? Because after you're not allowed to daven with things in your hand. Anything that's in your hand that you're scared you're going to drop, and if it drops, it's going to break. Money, anything. Sinner, they talk about since you daven from the sinner, then it's fine. But also, if the sinner falls, it's not going to bother you as much as if your BlackBerry falls. We live in a Safina and Mina. The sinner, they bound the yeshiva, they do a good job of binding. Yeah, you try not to let it fall. But if your BlackBerry falls, then you pay a good $300. What? Which is worse? To have it while you're davening and see, or to take it out of your pocket to look.
I
don't know.
I
have it. Mr. Bruin says, Cotton Hay says, the halacha of Mayamel is Pala Mitech, Einigdim is Pala Mitech, Zidulay Mitech, Halacha Shle Yali Mitarbo, Mitech Halacha Psuka. Tech halacha p'tuka she'in l'ba l'ayin v'leim achlikim. So there's what you're saying. Should be aiming tech halacha p'tuka. It's mashma that you don't have a chiv. L'chor, the passage mashma is you don't have a chiv to learn halacha p'tuka to see before him. Rej v'jol v'chmer ha'atmer v'leim 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 v'leim. There's no chiv to say this before you start davening. If you're going to daven after you learn, you should only get up to daven after you finish saying halacha p'tuka. However, if you look at the Mishabura in earlier Simenon, he says that one of the reasons why they chose the mission of Ezer Mukaima is called the mission of Tuka. Eimba Machlekes to mission of Brura La Mishem Yisina. It's mashma that people there's an inning to be emulated from with Yechalav Tuka. But really, that's what they chose. One of the reasons they chose Ezer Mukaima. I mean, I guess they wanted also that people should daven and learn the Yisrael Chiv of Talmud Torah. Therefore, they want to learn Mishnah. Why did they choose this mission? And this mission that doesn't have any machlekes. No, so I'm not going to think about it. Yeah. So Mr. Brewer already talked about it. If you go to your chiv of Talmud Torah, if you haven't decided to do what you're talking about. Another din says the Mechaber, Siv Dalet, Ha'itik B'tzarkei Tzibur, Ka'itik B'tzarkei Adami. Pirish, when you lament B'techel Isbal, Shagam, Zatim Chiv, Lo'ish, Ha'itik B'tzarkei Tzibur. I've been Mr. Brewer point. That's the Dafki, if you're not going to be Torah from Ha'itik B'tzarkei Tzibur. Another din of Ha'itik B'tzarkei Tzibur is, if a person is being Eisim B'Tzarchei Tzibur, does not have to stop being Eisim B'Tzarchei Tzibur to daven. What is Eisim B'Tzarchei Tzibur? It says the Mishabura earlier in Siman Ayin, that even if he's Eisim B'Tzalas Mamaynum, it doesn't have to be Dafka B'Tzalas Nafshom, B'Tzalas Gufom, it could be even Eisim B'Tzalas Mamaynum is still considered Eisim B'Tzarchei Tzibur. Now, if you look there in the Bir Halacha, he declares, and also in Siman Lamed Ches, the same thing. What's the story if you're getting paid to be Eisik B'Tzarchei Tzibur? Is that considered being Eisik B'Tzarchei Tzibur? The Mishnah Berurah says, he's matad that if you have both kavanas in mind, you're doing it because you're being paid, and you're doing it because the ma'aseh you want to be Eisik B'Tzarchei Tzibur, then in the Chanami that also has a din of Eisik B'Tzarchei Tzibur, and you're patur b'Islam. However, Yesh La'ayin Tuvah, he says earlier, Siman Ayin, in a tzir, where Iker Kavanasi is for the money, you're working in you're working for somebody. And the ending that you're working for, you work for a good as Israel. Now why are you doing it? Of course, it's a great thing to be able to start a tzibur. Right, so that's the only place you found the job. And they're the only one that's paying, and that's the way you get your bread on the table. And that's the icky reason why you're doing it. He declared, Ula'ilim mistakam izelak, One Yudayin Sheikar Kavanot Nirakli Saker, Yishla Ayan Harbe, Lithium Magan of Homanel, Mikri Eskimi Mitzvah, Nepot Mikrishma. He declares, and he's Mitzayim Timel Lamed Ches, over there he wants to tie him, and again, that the din of Oisik B'Mitzvah, Potter B'Na Mitzvah, he says that somebody is Oisik B'Mitzvah, he's talking about Tagri Tzvon. People that write Tzvon Mezuzot, or they sell Tzvon Mezuzot, he says that if their Iker Kavana is to make money, and they're also doing it, it's also mitzvah, but the Iker Kavan is to make money because that does not have a din of Oisik B'Mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah. So God, it's a sefer, can't just say, oh, my son, being Oisik B'Mitzvah, and therefore I don't have to daven in B'chulu. No, Oisik B'Mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah, that's dafka when your Kavan is for both. If your Iker Kavan is to make money, says the Mr. Brewer, you do not have a din. Of Oisik B'Mitzvah to be Potem in a mitzvah. What's the chat? We don't reckon you to be a mitzvah. You're doing you're working. Rather, your work happens to be a mitzvah. That's not what you're doing. You're not doing it off the mitzvah shabbat. You're doing it off to make money. Now, somebody who is Isaac B'Tarchi Tzibur has the din of Isaac B'Tarchi Tzibur, even if he's Isaac B'Tarchi Mamayim, as he said before. Nevertheless, he is potter from davening, and he does not says in the shabbat. There's no chiyuv tashlumin. Ain't tarchi tashlumin klal. Who responds to mitzvah chet? That the best thing is to be mispalel b'teres nadova afterwards, not then mispalel b'teres nadova. B'charit also, I would say, it depends. Over here, he's facing that you don't have to. B'charit depends on each person himself. If he knows that his tefillah nadova is just going to be another chance to think about whatever he's thinking about before he started the tefillah nadova, then it's better not to daven the tefillah nadova. If he really feels bad that he missed and he would like to daven again, he should be mispalel tefillah nadova mechadosh b'dova. This din that he doesn't have a chiyuv tashlumin, however, like you said earlier, in Siman Ayin, that's dafka aina. Dafka, if he started being Oisik B'Tarchi Tzibur once the Zman Tzvila started. Before the Zman Tzvila started. If he only started being Oisik B'Tarchi Tzibur after the Zman Tzvila Shacha started at 6 o'clock. He started being Oisik at 6:30, he was already Chalam in the Chiv of Tzvila Tzibur, to Daven. Memela, he has a Chiv Tashlumin. If he started being Oisik B'Tarchi Tzibur, they're not going to get a chance to Daven. That is Simin Tzali Gemu. Simin Tzali Ches. Torah, Shiyele, Kavanah, B'Tzilasi. Seems like it's not just a nice thing, it's a fear. Torah, I'm a spell, Torah, she have a leave. When it's a class in the Lachan Shohanov. Torah, she have a Kavanah, but she loves. First, it's a clear, it's a spell. Spell the Kavanah. Unfortunately, many people cannot be Mescal to spell the Kavanah. Now, Rishlema Zaman, they bring down from Rishlema Zaman, it's actually in his Tshuva, Mircha Shlema. He says that somebody that's davening, and he's Mamash on cruise control. Puts on the cruise control, and he has the slightest idea what he's saying. It says, "V'liboy balhimoy v'tarf ma'ashav achshavayso." They don't magish klal shem tzvatayim noise. He doesn't even realize that his lips are talking. Rafem amshich, right? They always do the marshal class on Navin. You remember the sense that they want a guy who punched you, and you realize the emotion might not say. Rafem amshich v'tfila l'chur nir shem asik gar esvei v'yish l'chashu v'yish l'shok ilu higil shekruti shalik. However, the other klal shem adamas v'tarf him yopi v'chavosi. Even though l'maisa we pass in that we'll see in Simon Kofala for Yisrael Hashem coming week. Following that, at least a person has to be mechaven in others, and if he can't be mechaven, if he realizes he can't be mechaven in others, he shouldn't daven. However, if he can't be mechaven in others, it's tefillah, passing his gate anyhow. However, if he hasn't the slightest idea of what he's saying, and he's mamash on cruise control, and doesn't even realize, also the Orchid Chaim of the Rosh is, if a person is davening, and he doesn't know if he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, or if he's reading Sefer Eir, and does that really occur? Person has this place to see where he is. There's a chup. The story that we were mentioning with this past week is somebody, he came over to his rav after davening, and he told his rav that he just chup that he cheated the guy. He had a business deal, and he cheated the guy, and he's very scared, he doesn't know what to do, and the guy's gonna chup, he's gonna be finished. What should he do? Should he go over to him? He shouldn't go over to him. And there. The rav told him, you don't have to worry. The guy doesn't daven shmei nesrei, he's not gonna chup. The Mechaber goes to great length to explain the Chiyuv Kavana that a person has to have. V'yachshav ki l'shchinu k'negdoi v'yotipa v'machshav et ha-teridus v'yotipa 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 you should be made to all things that are matched to a person beforehand, which means to turn your cell phone off. Correct before Shalach and Shachanah. I don't know why they said they didn't talk about cell phones. There is before Shalach and Shachanah. ואם טוב אלוהי מחשבה אחרת שצריך אפילו ישתגעת לסבך במחשבו וכו' וכו'. ועוד אלו עוד במנה שגבונה והקטנה בית הכנסת די לקווה בליבו ישן אבא קאבא תלוכת. A person is not allowed to kiss their young children in the shul to be קויביה שאין אבא קאבא תלוכת. Now does this refer to only בונה והקטנה, or is it also בונה והקטנה? Or is it also other people? Is it din in the shikah, or is it din in the person that you're kissing? So this is all brings up from Chaim Kineyevsky that in the Chanami Chor Tzav Gaban Vaktan, not Ban Vavdenu. Yishu Yisro. But one second. But Tzitzki Tshuva says, so he brings down the Makor, the Binyamin Zev, which is the one that the Ramah is quoting. He says, if you look there in the Makor, it doesn't say Ban Vaktan. It just says Ban. But Tzav Yisai Lechor, it's Tzav Gaban or Ban Vaktan, but there's no Tzav that it's anybody else. What's the pshat? The Isser is b'chor not the neshika. The Isser is like the Ramah says, l'kvoya v'liboy shein avat avat amok. So it's only when your neshika is mar as such an avat. So usually it's only by a young child, but it's by an older child, so it's more of a, it's not a, maybe kenzayim is not mar as much as by a younger child. It's more by a younger child, it's a way to convey to the child. A parent's love to the child is conveyed through that, through a neshika. So maybe like in that also, maybe that's the child in Chaim Kineyevsky. It says that we don't, that's Yibana Vaktan, not Bana Vagdemu. Maybe like if you see, meet a guy, you didn't see in a few weeks, and you want to give him a kiss, maybe it's better, it's the third normal course to say that should be also. In a, first of all, Dafke L'Chor, you see it's in a basic Knesset, it's not a basic Medrash. And even a basic Knesset, L'Chor is Dafke Bana, it wouldn't be anybody else. Now, despite the fact that we're not mechaven, karoy, nevertheless the mechaber passes by his father, mokum sheish davish and mevato kavanosai. Alei b'shom mevatelos kavanosai. Rashi mein anu nizhar, the whole calls him dishin mechaven kol kach betfimo. But it's ready, we try, says the Mishnah Berurah, you still should not do lechatchila, if you have a choice, you should not daven in a place that's mevato kavanosai. Momelo, if a person knows that when he goes to shtiblach, or wherever he davens, there's a gavi that screams, or every single time in the middle of Shemini Esrei, the mazgan goes off, and for 2 minutes straight, you hear the beep, 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 v'chulu. Or there's people schmoozing in the back, v'chulu, v'chari, you shouldn't daven there. V'chulu, if you have a choice not to daven there, you don't daven there. That's v'chari, v'chol, this halacha v'shulchan aruch. Yeah, we're not mechavim, and if you're in such a place, we're not going to say that you have to go back. V'chatchilu, you shouldn't daven in such a place. Goes without saying, as I said before, to reiterate, means turning off your cell phone. And putting it on to vibrate very often does not help. Definitely doesn't help you, and very often doesn't help the people around you, because they still hear the and then when you did get your phone, or you did turn it off, the guy doesn't realize the English Shemini Esrei. So he calls back again. The whole Shemini Esrei you're hearing, if you don't hear, at least the music isn't on, but you're still hearing the in the middle of Shemini Esrei. And if it doesn't bother you, you should think about the other people around you. And the other people around you, you can tell them after, give them a piece of your mind after davening. Maybe in the middle of davening, maybe. It's much as it, we'll have to see the halacha to get this in the Kuv Dalet, what you're allowed to do in the middle of Shemini Esrei. If somebody that's davening in the middle of Shemini Esrei, if you're allowed to stop them. The halacha is that a person has to be mispalo, says Mechaber and Tev Gimel, yispalo derech tachanunim kirosh ha-mavakish ba-pesach. Ubenacha, Shleitir Lov Kamasa, Umevakish Nipotimimani. The halacha is one has to be mispalo the Lashon Tachanunim. The Bir Halacha points out over here that there's many Mamba'i Tarak Lizorbeze, Kiyeshkama, Poitkim, Atrich, and Lachon Mispalo Machlaze. He brings down a number of places that say that somebody that does not mispalo the Lashon Tachanunim, you have to daven again. He points out that this is only in the first bracha, even according to these sheetahs that hold that you have to be choisin lispalo, that will only be in the first bracha. But it's not just enough to daven benacha, and it's not near a lokamasi, it's also b'lashon tachanun. Now, Yishlayim, what does that mean to be mespala b'lashon tachanun? What does it mean? Tachanunim, mashma that even if it's, we saw in Taisa says that even if it's b'lashon tachanun, even if it's dema lokamasi, but if it's b'lashon tachanunim, that's enough. No, b'lashon tachanunim doesn't just mean you're too gung, that you're not in a rush. It means b'lashon tachanunim. Doesn't mean that you have to, when you daven and you say, Slachno Novinu Kichoton. It means the tone of voice that you're davening. So I asked a number of people today, Chashavat Amin Echamim, and no one really wanted a tiny that it was in the tone so much. That should be dafka in the tone, that the tone has to be. But it is Lashon of Ka'ani Mavakim Tatak. You have to mean it. When you're davening, it should mean. When you say Slachno Novinu, you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Sevaya. When we say Refa'inu, we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Reif Echolot, to be Reif Echolot Yom HaYisrael. If the Gemara says this, what's Reif Echolot? It means, what? What's that? What's the Machlokes between what? Dei Malach Kamasri?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
I
think you really mean it. It's not
Dei Malach Kamasri. 100%. I don't want to do this now. Once I'm going to do it. Even if it's Dei Malach Kamasri, it says it says. Even if it's Dei Malach Kamasri, but if as long as the Lashon Tachanun, it's not something they want to do. What should I do? I'm stuck in the journey for the next 10 minutes. My bus doesn't go. It's at 1:35. I might as well say anyhow. I once saw somebody was giving a shmooze. He's trying to tell people that they don't have to hurry up to Ishmael Nefzi. He says, slightly say you're going to be here for Chazor Tashah. You're not leaving before the end of Chazor Tashah anyhow. So there's no reason to knock down the Amida in 5 minutes, because it's not going to cause you to leave any earlier. You're going to be here anyhow. So the day will come out to you, what should I do? I'm stuck here. I'm not interested in doing it. I'm stuck. Once I'm davening, at least I'll do it. That means that it's not Dei Malach Kamasri. It is Kamasri, but I really want it to be. Once you're doing it. So how do you have a Lashon Tachanunim by the first bracha? As they affect the Tzivul Adavim. When you have a Lashon Tachanunim, the current Lashon Tachanunim only passes by the brachas that are bakashas. It doesn't pass by the first bracha, which the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says, that's the one that's makim. So he says over there, Yisader Shvach Reish Amakim Shmish Mesader Harash Kishon Vakish B'Fetach. If you ever went collecting, even if you're collecting for a different tzedakah, when you're trying to get, no one should have to go collect for themselves, Tatsu Khalilah, whoever went, if you're in yeshiva, on Purim, go collecting, before Purim, it's more on Gishmak HaTayim, so you're trying to get, convince the guy to give you money, can I have $6 please, can I please have money, nobody asks for money like that. They say, oh, we're collecting for such a good cause, you're such a benefactor of the yeshiva, you're such a great man. When you're coming across, you're trying to convince somebody to give money, you're being misadah the sheva, you're trying to it comes across in a certain way. You're misadah like a rush of a vakish b'petach. There's a way that you go through. It's not like, that's what I mean, you can't tell me how I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Try that by somebody you're trying to collect money from. See what he does. I've been collecting money for people, and I haven't even gotten the door open. Sometimes they open up the bottom of the flat, they stick out, dollars from the bottom of the money. In America they have, for those that remember, they have a mail slot in the door. If I ask them, that's what happens if you try to do that. Stick out, you're two quarters, here you go. You're trying to convince somebody to give big bucks, and they're about to write out the check. You use all your power of persuasion, and you use all Kirosh HaMavakasasach, the tefillah has to be b'lashon tachanun, ki ilu as if you were a Rosh Hashanah b'tzeit Pesach. It's also the truth. It brings down Rabbeinu Yona in August. Lashon Rabbeinu Yona is ka'ani hashoyel davar shu tzarech v'loy kodem hashoyel v'in tzarech boy. Sheinu mischanin b'leiv namach b'shiver nefesh. Are you asking because we need it, or are you asking because you don't need it? Somebody that's asking, even if they're Baruch Hashem, they don't need the refuah now. Baruch Hashem, they don't need the parnasa now. The specifically. The guy says, you're not supposed to be mecham for yourself in Shmoneh Esrei. Supposed to be mecham for God's plan, so. And no one can be sure, the halacha is the person supposed to be, but Shemur Rizan, a person should ask for the parnas every day, the power of parnas every day, even if he has. No one can be sure, no one knows. Always have the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Oh, no one knows for. I once heard from Chaim Waxman on a tape. He said, he was in Eretz Yisrael, came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he found out, he went to all the farm in Eretz Yisrael, he found out after he came back, shortly after he came back, that his mother was already sick. He must have found something right there. He says, if you'd only known 2 days earlier when he was entering the throne, and he was by all the kfar and v'chulu v'chulu, he could have davened. Yeah. No one knows. No one can know the situation. Halavai, everybody should be gezumt in ha'panosna, admei v'esem shonam, l'maisa. A person should be mispal. That not only himself, Gan Kalaisol should have, Rabbeinu Yena says, at the end of the Sefer Yira, that a person should be mispal, not on himself, should be mispal on other people. Every day, should be mispal, because he's tachas v'sheinai. On all the people that are traveling, they should get very safely. And all the people that are waiting for Shidduchim, that they should find Shidduchim. All the people that need Yeshua, that they should have Yeshua. Everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should you should be mitzvah for everybody. We don't just live in our own little bubble. We're here for a gam klai yisrael, klai yisrael, rizal zeh, and b'chuyiv to each other, and b'chayiv to each other. We may be mitzvah for each other, also. And that is b'lashim ta'amim. The last halakha that's brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah, Mavrish the last halakha that's gotten yud, also lizbal bebrecha, means that you should not daven in on your knees. Bekriya. Every chol lifnei Hashem oisi. Every chol lifnei Hashem oisi does not mean I will be mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every chol doesn't mean that I will get angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechulu. What? And another pshat I just heard from something else also. Every chol. I will run away. Somebody told me. Every chol means lashon of berech, berkayim. It's the davin al berkayim. That's what it means. Also spal berecho. Count the grain. As a matter of fact, the early remember is in the first parish. We had Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya. It doesn't mean in the pool, the brecha. I bring a raya. How do I know that doesn't mean in the pool? Because we had Rabbi Yehuda that said in the first parish, he brought a raya that there's an inyan to daven kriyishma kivasikin, even if you're not davening Shmoneh Esrei. He brings a raya, a mission of refresh. The Mishnah says that if Yar Litvol, a Balkari Yar Litvol, and by the time he's going to get up, it's going to be over the Zman Fazikin, Yerid V'Yiskaseh. He should be Miskaseh in the Mayim, and say Kriyashma. He says, Vaiskois, even though they're not being Semach Gula Tvilom, because you're inside the water, Pashas Yina Tam Shmanesu now, you're just saying Shema, Yerid V'Yiskaseh, Yerid V'Yiskaseh. He says, even so we see Vaiskois, and with Pashas you learn that the whole din of Kriyashma is of saying Kivasikin, is only to be Semach Gula Tvilom. There's no Zman of Krishma specifically then. Krishma, what's that? Say to Gaul Yisrael in the mikvah? No. Pashas not. You're only saying the Shema. Because you're only saying the Shema. Then what are you doing? He doesn't have any clothing on. He's going to get dressed also. And there's not going to be any hectic between Gula and Tfilah. He's getting dressed for Kulu. He's not saying Gula Pashas. The shadow whether or not what Gula is. He wasn't here for the first time. Shal is what's considered the Gula Bechla. It's a good Shal also. Anyhow, says Rabbeinu Yehuda, I'll prove to you that there's no din, that there's a mila to say Kriyashma Kivasikin, even if you're not being Semer Gula Tvila, because it says Yard Litvo, if you don't have time, Yard Viskasa. You should be Miskasa in the Mikvah and say Shema there, even if you're not being Semer Gula Tvila. So if you look at the grain, the Bir Agro, in one of the places he says, I think it's in Siman Ayin Dalet, he's from it, Siman Ayin Dalet, he says that no Kenzan, he's not going to be Mispal in the Mikvah. You'll be Mispal in the Mikvah, you'll be Semer Gula Tvila also. Right? So it's also Mispal, but Recha doesn't mean that you're not a Daven in the Mikvah. Rather, it means you should not be Daven, the Kriya Al Birkov. Okay. That's how it is before Shin Yechot. What's that? I think it's in Siman Ayin Dalet. I ain't down. Found it on Thursday. Simin Kuvbein. Last Simin, finish up. This is a halacha. Also, Shalei Lahafzik Negel Mespao is a halacha that many people have trouble with. That is not so easy. Especially depending on where you're davening. It's not so... not so easy to wait for everybody to finish davening until you can leave. Especially if it's Wednesday and it's Schnitzel Day and you don't want to miss the Schnitzel, there's a guy behind you. And v'chulu v'chulu. And there's, especially on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, people daven a long Shmoneh Esrei and the guy behind you finished Musaf after 25 minutes. The guy behind you is knocking down an hour and a half Shmoneh Esrei. And you're still, after 45 minutes, you're about to slap the guy. What are you supposed to do? What is there to do? So Shlomo Zalman, among others, is shries about Halicha Shlomo brings down. It's a shry that he doesn't know what when Makar is to be so makel that you see that even Gedolim, even people that know Yehudi Dover, the makel in Yonim, doesn't know when the Makar is to be makel. Let's try to just first of all be misakim the halacha of how the Mishnah Berurah comes to the sugya, how he comes out la halacha. Then we'll bring down some of the Lamaisa Shaila, and then maybe some of the kulas that we see in the other places. Yesh Lion. The way that the Mishnah Berurah L'chaira comes out is like this. It is usher to sit smicha as the din of yeshiva also. B'shas Hatzkaki would be smicha of something that if they pull it away from you, you're not going to fall. B'shas Hatzkaki, you could be same with like that. However, pashtu smicha, leaning on a stender, leaning on a table, v'chulu, and within a yeshiva, it is also to be leishev, v'seich dal and amas of the mispal, the hainu, on the sides of the mispal, seich dal and amas on the sides of the mispal, or behind the mispal. Unless the person that is sitting down is being oisik b'tvilo, and being mighty the tvilo b'tvasam. What is the reason why? It shouldn't look like the person that's davening is being mekabel olam hashamayim, and the person that is sitting there is not being mekabel olam hashamayim. Meila, if he's davening, then it looks like he's being mekabel olam hashamayim. If he's standing up, kinira also, people can't tell that he's not being mekabel olam hashamayim. It's only when he's sitting down, for some reason, people don't only pay attention to your mouth when you're sitting down, they don't pay attention to your mouth when you're standing up. If they come to you. Because if you're davening, and you're not being made to the tefillah of the tefillah, then it's a problem. As opposed to if you're standing up and you're keeping your mouth shut and you have a band-aid over your mouth, still not a problem. That's if you're sitting down, not if you're standing up. Azikum tev. If you're sitting down, teich da'an amdus, of the side, either the side or behind the mispal, it is asr unless a person is being oisik b'tvilah and being mighty b'tvasim. That's only if the person that started davening Shemoneh Esrei was there first. However, if the person that was sat down first and then the other person started davening Shemoneh Esrei, you do not have a chiv to get up. It's only a midas chasidus to get up, not to be mashal the other person. But you have no chiv to get up. Says the Mishnah Berurah that dafka if you're in your own house or you're in a place which is not miyuchad for tefillah. But if you're in a place that's miyuchad for tefillah, even if you sat down first, you still must get up mi-chiv to get up, because this is a makom which is miyuchad for tefillah. Unless you're being oisik with tefillah, or says the Mishnah Berurah in this case, if you're being oisik Liman Atarah, Isaac Bater, also in the seer, where you started there, you sat down first, there's not even a midas chasidus to get up.
Even in a
base connected. Let's come out the Pashas Mashmoyt over here, and it's Mefurish from the Makor that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Shas of Shuvit, Mayim Rabbah. Yes, the Pashas that also only means at the times that it's Roy to Daven Menchot, some people say Dachas is a minion. But for a person just to walk into the middle of a second Seder, in the middle of the main mismatch, and decide he's in Davin Shemoneh Esrei, Pasha doesn't have a right to, we'll get to that in a minute, along with the other people that don't have a right to down in the middle of the aisle, the chulu. We'll see exactly what we do with such people in a minute. Additionally, the Mishnah Berurah also holds that if you're sitting behind the person that is davening, if you're being raised with her, also you do not have to, he's mekel by raised with her if you're sitting behind her. Additionally, if you're in a different, if there's something being mastic between you and the mispal that makes it that you're in a different mishul, a machisa, as gavaya yud, rochav dalin, v'chulu, you're on a bima, something that makes it that you're in a different mishul, you're allowed to sit there even teich da'an amdus. However, this din is only with regard to sitting; it's not with regard to passing in front. Remeva, you would not be allowed to pass if a person has a shtender or whatever it is, some sort of machisa in front of him. That's Gevoya Yud, Rechav Dalin. Despite the fact that it has the din of a mechitza, that's only Matar sitting down. That is not Matar, like the Mishnah Berurah says in Furish. It is not Matar passing in front, because passing in front is a different problem. Passing in front is going to be Mevalbo, the Kavano of the person that's davening. But Melo, you're not going to pass in front of him. We'll get to it in a second. This is just to be misakim the Mishnah Berurah Shita. We'll get to all the practical questions in a minute. Additionally, the din of laver as being ma'akv, the person being mevalva, the person from tefillah, is also not just passing in front of him. Pashtus passing by the sides also could be a problem. The shayla exactly, let's say the mashal, passing by in front of on the sides, the stalim shalafana. What's that halacha? In other words, everybody's davening by their benches, and you want to walk in the aisle from the front of the Beis Midrash to the back of the Beis Midrash. So you're in the aisle, but you're passing by everybody, you're the stazin shalafana of all the people that are davening in their benches. Is that mutter? Is that considered lav lafana? The Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and Eli Rabba. According to the Magen Avraham, stazin shalafana has a din lafana and it's asr. According to the Eli Rabba, does not have a din lafana and therefore it's mutter. The nafkamin, another nafkamin of this machlokes, is also, if you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, and there's a guy behind you to the side, he's behind you within Da'at Amos, but he's over a little bit to the side, are you allowed to back up? According to the Magen Avraham, that's considered Tzadin Shalafanov, and you're not allowed to back up. According to El Rava, you would be allowed to back up. Benachton. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about that. The Mishnah Mazalman talks about that. L'chaira they would have the same din. Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about such a case. He talks about that if you're not directly behind the person, you're off to the side a little bit. What's l'halacha l'maisa? He says, Asher yish l'halacha b'machmatcha. Which would mean also passing by. If you have no reason to leave, you just want to get a tissue. If you're desperate for a tissue, yish l'ayim. But if you're just your phone is ringing, you decided that you have to leave. Find out exactly who's calling you right now in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, was bothering you the last 5 minutes. You cannot walk out of the basement just in the middle, because you're going to be passing by everybody that's bothering Shemoneh Esrei. For her, you have to be Yechesh Ben Mangan Avah, unless it's a Mokam Adachak. Mokam Adachak, for her, you can say Mokam El Yerham. That is how the Mishnah Berurah Shita is. It's pretty machmer. That was all the Stadim Shalaf on the side and behind. When it comes to Lefana, says the Mishnah Berurah Yesh Lahachmer, that it's Aser Afilu Kumole Enos. If you look at Malayinov, if there's a guy 200 feet down, doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to sit in front of a guy that's not like Shemoneh Esrei. Agav, I saw somebody brought down that Kamalayinov, near a day of Mavur, that Kamalayinov is Reish Tamach Vav Amos. 266 Amos, which is about 500 feet. So you don't have to be worried if you're out in the wilderness in the Sahara Desert. It could be that there's somebody in Egypt that's davening. There is a limit to Kamalayinov. Mela, even if you can see somebody way down, if I'm more than 500 feet, that wouldn't be a problem. But anything else than that, that means that there's a guy davening in the back of the shul, and you're in the front of the shul, and you're smack in front of him. If you're a little bit off to the side, maybe you could have Mekel. Maybe it's Tazan al Khana, and also there's a Shita that, and it's only a Yeshem that holds that. Tazan al Khana is the whole Shabbat. There's one Shabbat, but you get to Tazan al Khana, there's that Dinah al Khana.
I love
it. What?
I love
it.
It might be different by Yeshem.
Not be mekabel oil. Not to get the tzeis dal anam. Nirukim mishtachal anam. Maybe it's nirukim mishtachal anam. L'chor you would have the same shaila. The Aruch Hashem says before, for sure, that you don't have a problem if it's off and it's sudden a little bit. He's matmi on this whole din that you can't believe that the tzeis even brings it down. Halacha that the fun of kumali eino. L'chor you wanted to tell me that all the other rishonim don't hold this way. They wouldn't have been tzeis and not told us that there's a difference. Then it gets into the dinim of what depends where you're sitting. If you're in the shul, so then you have to get up. Bachar. Let's just help Makabal Moshaman. Bubbly Gvul. Because he's Bubbly Gvul, huh? He came. He shouldn't have said that. Well, come to say, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's a guy down in Shemoneh Esrei, still down in Shemoneh Esrei at the end, back of the Mishnah Berurah, and you want to say Tachanun, you're in the front bench of the Mishnah Berurah, you can't sit down. You're smack in front of him. Mishnah Berurah talks about this in the Kuflam Adalaf, and he gets a Tachanun. He says, if you're in front of somebody, it's also a Pashas Kamali Enoch, but maybe you should move over to the side, and then you could say Tachanun, even if there's a Dalamas of him, if you're in the side. It's not a problem. You're being a Bitrila. That's not a problem. However, if you're smack in front of him, then you have a problem. The Chaskili holds Kamali Enoch as author to be Yoshin. If you're not, and Kenzan, even if you're being like a Bitzvila, he says. That is the Sheet of Mishnah Berurah. Now let's just go through the Nekudas to see how it plays out in my thing. He says that if there is a Mechitza, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Bey says that if there is a Mechitza in between you, then it helps you for Yeshiva, but it does not help for you to be over Lefanu. L'chor Pashtas, the same then applies, as Rabbi Chaim says, Yeshiva brings it down. Also, that if you have a Mechitza made out of glass, that also works to be a Mechitza. But it doesn't help for Lava Lefonov. Lava Lefonov, to be, I know it works as a mechitza that you let it sit in front of him even if you're Tzeis Dal. However, it does not allow a person to walk in front of the person that's davening, because you still have the problem that you're going to be causing to be getting his bazel in the middle of his tefillah. The Meir Lochar, the same thing over here. You have, let's say, by Nevat Yisrael, they daven in front of that the fence. The fence also over there, Pashtus, it has a din of mechitza, even though you can see straight through, but you have a din of lava. Because all the pieces, the metal wires, are less than 3 tefachim. You have a din of lava, it has a din of mechitza, and the mila is a different mishus. Why not? Oh, you're still on the bomb. So, as yeshiva, you're allowed to sit in front of it. But as lava lafanim, you're still on the bomb of lava lafanim. Rabbi Berkowitz, that Dafka, I heard he had a heter in Benegev to Rosh Hashanah Kippur. And it depends, they have different types of benches in the shul. The ones that you can flip off the seat. If you flip off the seat, you can make a mechitza. Somebody told me that Nissen Krell declares whether you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, Mechitza Matera. But you flip up the seat, and then you have a Mechitza of Yud Tvachim High and Dal Tvachim Wide, because even though you have spaces in between the floor and the bar, and the bar in the beginning of the seat, well, the Mechitza, that's less than Yud Tvachim, you have a Din Lovet, and maybe you're allowed to go back. You're allowed to be allowed to sit down. As going back, so we time is that you're allowed to be, you're going to be match with the guy, you're going to cause the guy to be in the Velvet Tvachim, if every so second you're looking back, look over to see exactly where in the city he's holding. The guy's not moving mamish, he's not nitshad v'chlal, the fact that you're not moving back. Yeah. So mainly his cheshbon is, you have the mechitza mataris, you have the mechitza that allows you, I'll now to do different shows, but mainly you let it sit down. Ah, you're going to be match with the guy with the to walk back without give up seal. That is, he tells it's worth not to walk back if the guy's going to miss his problem the entire time. I did see that Rosh Hashanah Zaman was not Michalei with this far. Michal Shlema.
What?
Okay, is that Mish Merefin? Oh, you're saying you're going to miss the bus?
Yeah.
100%. With you? Yesh Lai, what are you allowed to do in such a case?
What?
You see something that's going on? What's going on?
He
doesn't give you the mechitza for lavor. But he's timing in such a case where you zich are going to be mevavel. What's the time? What's the mishabur timing? That don't walk in front of the guy. In other words, you're allowed to sit in front of him, but don't walk in front of him because you're going to be mevavel. Well, let's say you sit there, you're not going to walk in front of him. So you sit there like this, next to the guy. So what is the guy thinking? Oh, he's mamish, he's going to die like he has all the time in the world. Actually, bring down from Shem Zahm that he wasn't being chalid in the Torah, that you're going to be matched with the guy more, and therefore you're allowed to pass by, and therefore you're allowed to go back. And it says, they bring down Maisim, that Kamel upon him, he used to sit there waiting for the guy, and even though the guy knew that from Shem Zahm was waiting for him, and he caused the guy to be mamish turning purple, that doesn't say whether they turn purple, but it caused the guy mamish that he should be totally in his bottle in the middle of the 3 months. Nevertheless, he sat there and he wouldn't pass by. He held that you can't, the halacha is that you can be match with the guy. Chazal said, 100%? You shouldn't do it 100%. But you want to know what's going to happen to Maisa. I have a Maisa daven for 20 minutes on Shoshana. The guy that had me daven for an hour and 45 minutes. I'm going to go crazy. If we're waiting for the guy, we're going to go crazy. To sit there with your feet, so actually, the Ishi is telling me about Mekhaim, he says that you do not have to keep your feet together. If you're waiting for the guy behind you, you do not have to keep your feet together. Better, and also, just separate your feet so you shouldn't have to feel that you're in a straitjacket, and you shouldn't bother the guy behind if there's a mechitza. If you make a mechitza, so then there's a din, then you're allowed to be in a chanami. You're allowed to sit down, you're allowed to leave him here. What's that? I didn't see it inside. Someone was just telling me at the shah, I didn't see it inside. So I'll shah the shah with time like when I get the mechitza matar. If, what do you do if the guy behind you, the chara, this is also applies to the benches at Beis Hashem, like we heard that the benches at Beis Hashem remain in that way that you're able to sit down. However, it's not going to help you if you could say Gimel Psiyas Lacher, as I heard from Aaron today who asked the Polish Malayas with the Shmuel behind this that it's mutter to sit. He says, yeah, but it's not going to help you for Gimel Psiyas. It's not going to help you to be in Yavah the Meim Asbal, the Mela. It's not going to help you all that much, the fact that the benches are made that way in Beit Hashem. Now, let's... That's no,
you need love.
You need love. You need love. We'll get to the Ish Lavam in a minute. Now, let's say you want to... Sometimes the guy in the back of the Beit Medrash is dominating Shemir Nesrei, right? And he's dominating a 45-minute Shemir Nesrei. So the guy in front of him can't go back, and the guy in front of him can't go back, and the guy in front, everybody's waiting, it's like a domino effect, so are you allowed to go back if the guy behind you wasn't Paiseya, but he's finished Manasseh, are you allowed to go back to Muftin? So it's not the first of Mr. Brewer that you're not allowed to. He says, Im mitzvah wa im betachnunu shafal atzvila, kol zman shalei posa. As long as it's not poiteya, then you're not allowed to go back. L'chur, that's mistavar also, because one of the reasons is because the Shechina is connected. And Mr. Brewer says a number of times that as long as you were not poiteya, the Shechina is still connected to us. And that is why when you're poiteya and you go back, you bow to the different sides. You bow to the left person, you go and connect the Shechina's right. L'chulu, and you're bowing because you're going away from the Shechina. L'chur, kol zman that you weren't poiteya, the Shechina is still connected to us. Memelo. Connected to the spiral, maybe it shouldn't be mastic. I feel terrible. What should you do? You said Kavana? Well, that's one reason. Another reason is because we mastic between him and the Shechin, like the Abir Alacha brings down. Such a tat, maybe according to if Rechashim is such a tat, then it's Hanami. As long as it was not presentation. However, if you look at Isha Yisrael, he brings down a number of people. He brings down Shitas Lakan and Lakan. He actually, when he passes on the top, he passes that it is Mutter. And he brings down from Chaim the Yesh Mochum Lahokal. He brings down a few other Mekilim. He says other people, Hashem Zambas and Safik. Chachili says, you should be Poitea, wait till the guy is Poitea. That's one. If you're in front of him, the first guy. That's only by yeshiva. You get love in the final fashion too. You're outside the dollar. Yeah, and Ken Zion, there's people that clarify whether or not the person in between can be considered a machito. Fashion can still be able to see, so if the person can see, then it wouldn't be considered a machito. What's that?
He can open the eyes, he can make them.
Can he open his eyes if the Shechina is connected? Can he be mistaken with the Shechina?
That's
a good one.
It's a very special
thing. Ish line. Molech alar. You don't say that you have to walk around with your eyes on the floor the whole day.
Yeah,
well,
the
it's Mama Shechina connected. Are you sure, Mano?
Who's
Mama Shechina connected? Ozin Baru, Mekul, Abin Baruch, I think it's Mekul. Machner, Rosh Hamazaman is Batavid, Tzvi Machner, Mishim Pashit Mashmoyt and Mishim Buro. He doesn't mean Ovi Yashim. He means a Machayim that says Yesh Mabam Nahafim, Yesh Yisrael.
What's the source
of Meikol? Forget about the Tzad Mishchina? So actually the Arfa Shochet is Meikol, he says B'tachnun Yom Meikol, because the whole reason is only of Bilbo Kavana, Mimila B'tachnun Yom Meikol. Passion is dropped for that reason. Now, let's say you want to damage Manasseh, but the guy in front of you, the guy behind you started damage Manasseh. You were in the middle of Kriya Shema, you didn't have to get up. Now you get up, and you want to start damage Manasseh. Are you allowed to walk back 3 steps? You ready to damage Manasseh? No, start on time. You were late. Yeah. Or you started early, whichever way you placed it. You didn't have to get up. Now you got up, and you want to damage Manasseh. Are you allowed to go back? So you should start bringing down Rechaim Kinev, see that in Islam? You should start dapping without going back and we'll see it. Because, what? You should go forward. Why? And to walk in front of him? There's also a problem with him. It depends also where you are. If you're like in the mirror, there's no going 3 steps forward. There's no nowhere to go. What? Rechaim said just start. And also a shot. They talk about the shot. If the shot is he wants to start, comes out the shot. So the chatchila, you should go back. There's someone behind him, go off to the side. You can't go off to the side. He's in a tight spot, and there's nowhere to go. Then he says, "Shem Aviyashim." So even start without going back, give him peace. Just start shmonesu again. Then they clear what he's supposed to do afterwards, even though the shot doesn't have to do give him peace afterwards when he finishes. However, maybe in the case where you didn't do Yom Tzitzis before you Chazor Shabbat, maybe you have to do Yom Tzitzis after Chazor Shabbat.
When
you go to the side, don't you go to the Shabbat? But it's Shabbat Chak, so you'll be same with
Chazor Shabbat.
Because we don't have to Tzitzir Chazor Tzibur. So the Chachil is supposed to do, the way that Chazor Shabbat is back in it. The way that Halacha is, Pashtar.
Yeah, so someone who can tell us what kind of Chazor Shabbat is like.
Can you go off to the side? It's only in Machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rava. Pashas according to Magen Avraham and Tosfos. Ah, so that's the Shaila. Oh, that's the that we mentioned before. It's like this. What do you do if there's a guy right behind you? The Mishnah Berurah was talking about a case where you're davening over here and the guy's davening off to the side behind you a little. He says that's only in Machlokes with the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rava. The same thing says Rosh Hashanah. If the guy's right, if the guy's right behind you, can you go off to the side? That's also L'chair telling the same Machlokes of the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rava. Go off to the side, it's Chazim Shalachana. Memeila, according to the Magen Avraham, would be Aser, according to the Rabbi, Moser, Yishlach HaKashav HaKach.
But
if the guy already finished behind you and he's just waiting to be put there and I'm going to go off to the side anyhow, so as the Shechina I'm going off to the side and as the Bilbo Kavani already finished davening.
That
you can read any more. You can read that. Are you allowed to be lava lefnei isha, lefnei katan, lefnei isha, lechor? Should be no different. As a matter of fact, we learned that the whole halacha from the isha, from Chana, the main question that isha is no different than an ish. However, with regard to katan, there is seldom the ish lavam, the bechesh is matter when he pass in front of a katan. However, Shlomo Zalman, they bring down from the Chazanish, the Sefer Dalat Amos Shel Tefilo, which if anybody still has what to do and has more time on his hands and wants to go through these halachas more, there's about a 350-page sefer just on this halacha of Osir Lava Lefnei Mutbal in the Oyser, Dalat Amos Shel Tefilo. And as Chazanish, Mechaim Kinevsky, that even by a katan shehigi lechinuch, one should not be erev lefanav. And I'm pretty sure there's a bavus, a story from Ramesha. And one time he had to leave after davening, and the people needed him to come, and there was a kid that was davening, and he's trying to give him Shalom Moshe, and he has to come. He says, what should I do? There's a wall here. There's a wall! That's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is to see the halacha as Matthias. I was wondering, we just did a halacha and said, Asulahadim Shemalai Chayk Piv Boilam Azeh. Bring down the Gemara from Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish kad shomalei Rav Yechonon, me'od shomalei Rav Yechonon, lo'yin is kai piv b'yom azeh. From the time that he heard the Isser, by the way, the Isser is Pasch in the Shulchan Aruch, from the time that he heard the Isser, Rish Lakish was never allowed to kai piv. The Gemara had to bring down from Rish Lakish that he was Makai Malacha, was the Pasch. He brought that, Rish Shem Zalman, he wasn't early with Melech Lalo. That's what they brought down. That's the Halacha, that's what the Gemara is trying to bring down. Arrived at Rish Lakish is Makayim Dalacha. Mulayim Mustafina, I would say that such halacha, how many of us learned this halacha? Doesn't really mean, not nowadays. That doesn't mean nowadays, and what is Chazbah is like people in the anyhow, and how much is the past? Only people for big people, the chulu. What does it mean by Elam Azeh? We were ready to waste Mashiach. Everybody has their own little chulu. Everybody has their own chulu. Why? It doesn't apply to them, it doesn't apply nowadays, it doesn't apply to the chulu of a chulu. The Chemist of Rish Lakish says, no, he took it, Shudah Gemash Shmo. Rish Lakish said, Rabbi Yechonon said something, Rishim Yishimah Yechonon. That's it, that's the halacha, finished. He heard it, and that was it. That's Yer Shemaim. Everybody can have their own Haterim, Bechulu. Yeah, he's going to miss the bus, he's going to miss the bus. And for sure, Chazal would have known that I live out of town, and that if I miss the bus, my wife is going to be angry at me, and I'm going to come late tonight, Haterim, Bechulu, Bechulu. They wouldn't have said it, but the law was near as well. They would have put the Shechina in a different place. They wouldn't have said it. Everybody's own cheshbonos of what happened, but Lamaisa, the Yerushalayim is taking the halacha as he states. Yeah, we have the kulas in the end. I think I'm in the end of the sefer Dalat Amos Shel Halacha. He tries his whole parak going through the different kulas that people have to see if they have to hold water. Yerushalayim. However, maybe we'll get to it in a second. We have an order of the Yishlach Rome that do give us a little bit of the kulas. Now, if a guy is davening in the aisle, what are you supposed to do? Is there any iser? Says the Marasham. No, it's like a kever, which is. In the Rosh Hashanah, they allowed to move the kever that shouldn't be metama people. So too, this person is not ain't to lava lafona. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says even more than that. Like you just said, you're allowed to pick the guy up and take him out. And the Shichna Tishushu, there's a shtickle there from a stifler called Mavor Rosh Hashanah. Plus, you're allowed to move him. You're allowed to be mechata him. you've got to take the bor and move him out of the Rishus Haram. He's not allowed to daven there, and you're not allowed to. He's zichah doesn't ask for anybody. If somebody walks into your davening room in the middle, you're about to sit down to suffer, and walks into your davening room, and decides to give a daven shema yesterday. Right in front of your supper table. You can sit down here. What? Chutzpah. Get out to somebody else's Rishus. Whatever business is it? Yeah, I mean, also for you. If you come into davening late, no problem. Daven at the beginning. Daven next to the wall. And b'chol, if a person knows that they have a long davening, also daven. We saw nothing supposed to be master between you and the kir. Daven next to the wall. You kind of that halacha. You won't bother anybody else. You won't be nishar in the middle. Remember. Also, getting into the shaila is the problem of people davening on planes. If you daven on the plane in the back, you know, nobody can sit in front of you because you're davening there. He's lying. They talk about if a person is sitting down, does it answer? If a person has to daven sitting down, does it answer the people around him? Possibly want to say that it does, and you get into the shaila on the plane. You're not going to see, so the guy in front of you has to stand up now.
No.
You can sit down, the guy in front of you has to stand up. What? The seat in front of you is the same problem. If it's Dallas, yeah, so you have no right. Classes, you go to Shiva. So I heard, somebody told me that, working with Esther Shomo Zalman, what are you supposed to do when you go to the Kreisel? You go to the Kreisel, do you try to go into Wilson's Arch? You make a left into the raining outside, you want to go inside? There's always people downing there. There's people downing in the back, there's people downing in the front. There's no way to go in there if you're not going to pass by people. Bechlal, along the whole way, there's people downing. There's no way to go. There's no, especially in the time, of regular time for tefillah, right before shiur, right in the morning. There's people all over. There's nothing to do. What? The shell is, what's your din? Do you have a chiv to wait for them? So we tell me that you don't have a chiv to stay there the whole day. You don't have a chiv. They can't, to daven in a place that everybody's gonna, what? It's Rishus Haram. It's part of Rishus Haram. I have a maestro, there's no other room to daven there, but it's part of Rishus Haram. It's a real, what? You should daven
at the
wall. Should daven at the wall, literally. That's what I heard. I didn't hear from him. I heard that from somebody else told me. The Terech Mitzvah, are you allowed to be over the Fam is followed? So, Pashas, if it's Daraisa, they bring down, it's, let's say, Kohen, to be Duchen, or if a person is going to be over on the Isser of Baal Teshaktu, Imamish Kein HaTachayim, then he's allowed to go, and they bring down, Isha Yisrael brings down in the Aura, that even, and he brings down from Chaim Kinevsky, that even if you're going to have to, sometimes it's very often here, it's very tough, and if you're going to move, you're going to bang the guy in the Oshman Yerasai. He says, as long as you're not going to knock the guy over, even if you're going to bump him, or you're going to, smash him a little bit, if you're going to be over next to the right, so do your thing, and don't worry about it. What? So then they clear, what's the, Pasha, the Mishabura understands that if Mr. Darabon in your last now, I don't know, because he says that if a Kotan is Matamir Aglaim, and you want to daven somewhere else, that should be marking yourself from there, and you have to be over with name as follows. Says the Mishabur, you should not be over with name as follows. Rather, you should daven in the place next to where the cousin was, Matan Meraglam, because the daven next to Meraglam is only their abundant. That means he holds that it's better not to be over with name as follows than, despite the fact that you can be over with their abundant. Should be over with as follows. What? Then don't daven?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Yeah, came back to Islam. What should we do, Lamaisa? Yeah, 100%. Well, we see that he holds that you shouldn't be. You're going to cause yourself now to be. What? You're going to cause yourself to now daven another Shemoneh Esrei.
Later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that? Give a kiss to Abraham. He shouldn't have done it, but Lachari have a shift to wait. They claim that the guy that's behind the Yisrael is dominating the place of the Kohen. So is he allowed to move back to make room for the Kehanim? Is he allowed to move that he should chap the Berachos Kehanim also? The first Berachah in Chelik Bey says that there's a mitzvah also on the Yisrael. And then it's mitzvah Daraisa. The first Berachah in Chelik Bey says that assuming that the Kehanim have a mitzvah so to the Yisrael that goes to listen to the Berachos Kehanim, he's machaven to be yeshiv in the mitzvah, he's also nechla al teich the mitzvah. Yesh lain. Although those that are matter, Rosh Hashanah Zalman and others want to be matter maybe. So for any Dvar Mitzvah? What?
Is
it Achim Shabbatodesh? Just a few of the coolest. We have Aruch HaShulchan, that's much more makel than Mishnah Berurah. He holds, first of all, that somebody has Semich to sit down behind, the Da'at Ramos behind, is not Aser. Like the Pashas of the Beit Yosef, the Mechal Pashas is only their mother sits in the Acharis. He says, he also says somebody has Emid B'tachnunim. For sure, if they weren't Paiseya. Even if they're Emid Tachnunim at the end, he says, it's not a problem, not a lefonos. He says somebody that's being Eisik B'ter, as it did of somebody that's Eisik B'tvilo. And he says, Sazen Shalafanav, that means walking in the aisle, the minute is to be Mekon. The Ishmael Avram, the Bachecher, he's even more Mekon. He says, to be Mavan Lechneya Katan is Mutter. He says, also if somebody has a Shtender, the minute is that that's considered a Mechitza, and you're allowed to be Lava Lafanav. Even Me'achar is Chuchas, he says. Even Kaniri is not Choshish for that, the Mavam Lekabanasai, as long as you're a different Meshut. You light a lava lefonos as long as it's considered mechitza. It says if they also, if the guy has, I don't know how this stems, says also if the guy has his eyes closed, then it's also not a problem. So if you see that the guy has his eyes closed, and if you see that you're behind the, in a different mishus, or you're the katan, v'chulu, according to this, there are lechur, the ishla avram, despite the fact that Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with them, the ishla avram is bachetron. He's mitzadet in these cases. He starts off at the beginning of the shtickle, it's a long shtickle at the beginning of the simon, he starts off that he's trying to be malam tchuz on the people that are not Makhlan on this, but he comes out with these coolers that if the guy has his eyes closed, v'chulu v'chulu, but in Makhlan, if the guy has his eyes open, looking in the center, even according to him, v'chulu, there's no heter to go back.
The shtender without opening process?
I don't know, he doesn't say what type of shtender you're talking about, but Larry, it's not Makhlan, it is. Alright, Bezer Hashem, we'd like to finish up.